A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. From time to time, since I've been here, I've been asked, what do you like about St. Louis de Montfort? And I've had time to reflect on that. And the beautiful thing is that I believe when you step into a church, you get to see a glimpse of the future of that church by the people. And the beautiful thing is when you see people of all ages serving the community as lectors and greeters and readers and servers, you get to see the future of St. Louis de Montfort. You get to see the future of the Catholic Church. So it's beautiful to see our youth participate in reading and greeting and serving the Mass to see, we may ask ourselves, what's the future look like? Well, we get a pretty good idea. And the school plays a big part of that as we begin Catholic Schools Week. Our school does a very fine job in educating. They've done a very fine job this year in even going the extra mile. I personally went to Catholic grade school K through 3, then a public high school. But I remember, I have fond memories, most of them, of those years, K through 3. Formative years, memorable years nonetheless. So let's not underestimate the value of Catholic schools. We have a great opportunity to see that firsthand here, but also on our campus, but also today in this Mass. This Gospel today in Mark's Gospel is Jesus' first public ministry, and he's casting out demons. He is performing exorcisms. And this is important because in John's Gospel, John records the first public ministry as the wedding at Cana. That sets the theme for the whole Gospel of John, the wedding feast between Jesus, the bridegroom, and his church, the Gospel of John. But Mark comes out here swinging. Jesus' first public ministry is an exorcism. So it kind of gets you an idea of the theme of Mark. When we read Mark, the shortest Gospel that we have is about basically a battle. There's a battle to be had, and there's a battle to be won, and how that battle is won. To keep in mind that this first public ministry in Mark's Gospel took place on the Sabbath, important, a holy day, a day set aside. And this public ministry took place in a synagogue. Jesus had gone into the synagogue, like all Jews, to pray, to read the scripture and to preach and teach. The synagogues were local assemblies, local gatherings, all there gathered to worship God. A synagogue is different from the temple. The temple was in Jerusalem. The synagogue was for people living outside of Jerusalem for weekly worship. And we hear Jesus' teaching, his words today. His teaching was different from than anything the people had ever heard in the synagogue. They noticed that it wasn't just different, but they recognized that his teaching, his words, He spoke with authority. And this authority revealed His power. They heard what Jesus said. This is important because when Jesus taught, He also performed signs that revealed His supernatural power. Specifically, that Jesus has power over demons. Jesus' words have power, authority. My last year of seminary, we had the opportunity to have a workshop with an exorcist. He'd been an exorcist for a number of years and told us, "I never wanted to be an exorcist. Never even thought of it." But he's been an exorcist for a number of years, going around the country, and he told us that exorcisms were growing at an alarming rate. He had a secretary who would take all his phone calls, but also screen all his phone calls. Many or most of the phone calls dealt with mental illness, but he said still, nonetheless, there were those phone calls that a person may have been or was possessed by some sort of demon. It was asked of him, "Why is demonic activity on the rise?" What was his thought on that? And I'll never forget, he said, "I don't think the devil has upped his game, but rather more people are willing to play the devil's game. Faith in God plays a huge part in this. Faith in God will lead us down one direction. A lack of faith in God will lead us down another." He said, "The fact of the matter is, you know and I know that faith in God has declining over the years. Therefore, some people with the lack of faith has led them down a different direction. They have chose not to have faith in God and then listen to someone else and eventually play the devil's game, whether they know it or not. I know who you are, the Holy One of God." These are the words of the unclean spirit. The unclean spirit, the demon that possessed this man, knew, recognized, and called out who Jesus was. The devil knows God's authority. The devil knows who God is, recognizes Him. Today we hear in the gospel that the unclean spirit recognizes Jesus as the Holy One of God. He knows. He knows in the gospel and He knows today as well. The unclean spirit recognizes Jesus as the true high priest. The people in the synagogue recognized what was happening. They also recognized Jesus' words and His teaching as authority. They saw that Jesus had power over unclean spirits. Jesus' teaching, the Word of God, challenged that unclean spirit and also called him out for who he was. Likewise, Jesus' teaching and the Word of God challenges us and reveals to us our areas for growth. The fact of the matter is, we all need some sort of spiritual healing. After all, God came to reconcile us to God the Father. And Jesus wants us to experience freedom in our lives. Jesus says in John 10, chapter 10, that "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." We see that Jesus cleansed the man of that evil spirit. But it was not easy for that man, because what happened? The man convulsed. Then he cried out with a loud cry. That evil spirit didn't just poof, leave. No, it shook that man and made him cry out with a loud cry. It just goes to show, if overcoming our attachment to sin were easy, we'd all be saints. But we need Jesus. And we need to recognize those areas for growth in our lives as well. A couple of weeks ago, we heard in the gospel, when Jesus asks you, "What are you looking for?" what would you say? The unclean spirit recognized Jesus. Jesus commanded the unclean spirit, and the unclean spirit obeyed. There's authority and power in the words of God. Jesus' words in baptism claim us as a child of God. Jesus' words in confession absolve us. And Jesus' words in the Eucharist, take and eat, nourish us in our faith. We all need to be fed. We all need to be absolved and claimed as a child of God. Jesus' words have profound meaning in our lives, and His words are life-changing. It is in the sacraments, all of them, baptism, confession, the Holy Eucharist, confirmation, anointing of the sick, holy matrimony, and holy orders. We recognize Jesus as the Holy One of God, and each sacrament heals us as we are drawn into the life of God. God's love heals us, and we all need healing. Every day of our lives, we need healing. But thank goodness for our faith. Our faith through Scripture tells us that the sacraments feed and nourish, cleanse us, draw us into the life of God. And the church provides. The church provides because God provides. That same Catholic Church passed on by our Lord and guided by the Holy Spirit today. I encourage all of us to allow God more into our lives through prayer, the sacraments, and spiritual reading. These are all so necessary, so essential to our faith. Prayer, the sacraments, and spiritual reading keep the pulse of our faith beating. This is what makes our faith amazing and unique. Jesus was not just a powerful preacher, and Jesus was not just a great prophet. Jesus was God in the flesh. He was the Word made flesh. And when His words speak and we obey them, amazing things happen. Only the transforming power of the gospel, professed and practiced, heard and read, has the power to heal us and to enable us to love, to really love as God loves, to love ourselves and to love one another. God reveals to us our weakness and need of healing. It is an opportunity for all of us for spiritual growth. That man in the synagogue enjoyed a new life after encountering Jesus. And Jesus offers the same for each one of us also. For that new life of Jesus, we all must decrease and He must increase.